Adrian Rudafe lives 4K from Ratanapa, and he is the MP for Te Tai Hauauru. Bit of an understated sort of guy as well. He's not banging around the media as, say, Willie Jackson might, but hoiano, I thought an opportunity for us to just reconnect after being a bit slack in so much of speaking to our MP for Te Tai Hauauru. Te rangatira, Adrian, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on today's program. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale, and kia ora to everyone listening this morning on Radio Wātea. It's awesome to be back on your show, Dale.
Yeah, I'll give myself an uppercut for being a bit slack along those ways. Eh? You know, Adrian, thanks for joining us as well. You're back in your electorate, and of course this is the real heartland for you. And, you know, a few interesting responsibilities too through your parliamentary mahi. Because we haven't spoken for a while, what are you enjoying most about this mahi?
Yeah, well, at the beginning of this term, my third term in Parliament, I was actually Assistant Speaker in the last Parliament, and I was elected Deputy Speaker for this one. It does have some quite unique features about it. You don't tend to get as political as other positions in Parliament. That's just the nature of it, but still the Member of Parliament for Te Tai Hauauru, so I spend a lot of time out and about catching up with constituents and organisations and doing kaupapa like I'm doing today, the opening of a number of new houses in Palmerston North, so that's where I'm headed to now. But yeah, there's a whole lot of other things that are important to me as well, and I really love catching up with different iwi, particularly working with those who are still going through the claims process and the settlement process. That takes up a little bit of time as well. And, of course, really focused on jobs for our young people, so really supporting organisations too. You know, to develop their ideas around, you know, sustainable long-term employment for our people, which often means, you know, just down the road, we've got Ngāti Apa who are doing quite a bit of vocational training, and they do that and help those young people, those rangatahi, with a job at the end of it. So really pleased about all of that kind of thing.
I noticed that, you know, it's an acknowledgement of your style and your experience that you are the Deputy Speaker, and that sort of considered reserved nature that you might have, Adrian, is so similar to the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, well, it is an interesting position.
You're quite different to Trevor, though, aren't you?
Yeah, pardon?
I say you're quite different to Trevor.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, everyone has their own style. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a set of rules that have to be applied fairly across all parties and all members. And I think it's a really difficult job because you know, you're from one of those political parties. You have to gain the trust of all the other political parties to make certain that, you know, that they have a sense that you're being fair and applying those rules. And so, yeah, I've found it, you know, both challenging and enjoyable, actually. People ask me about it, and I said, oh, well, I was the chair of my iwi for 10 years, and I've been hapū chair for about 15 years. You know, if you can survive those, you can pretty well much survive being a presiding officer in Parliament, I think.
Yeah, I reckon so too. How many Māori have been Speaker? Do you know, Adrian?
One actual Speaker, which is Sir Peter Tapsell. There's been I think there might have been one other Deputy Speaker, and I've forgotten his name, actually. Used to be the member for Tāmaki, I think. Yeah, I'll think of it later. Gosh, I should know that one.
Wasn't it Simich or some name like that?
Yeah, was it?
There was a deli lick to it. Kia ora, Adrian. Thanks a lot. Hey, listen, you're going into Palmy now to open some new houses, and we know that that's been an issue right across the land, but you're actually pleased to highlight some of the statistics. And I note that, you know, as far as new homes being consented, people might be surprised that there's the highest annual number on record. And yes, we need more houses, but you know, we're moving faster than we ever have to get them built. Where are you heading today and what are you opening, Adrian?
Well, it's a housing development on Pokoi Place in Palmerston North. You know, purpose built 1 and 2 bedroom whare actually. You know, they're designed for a particular, you know, market out there that has not been catered for. So really good to see that project finished and be available for people to use. So, and across the whole, last week on Friday, I was in Tokoroa talking to a Māori owned company looking at a housing development there. One of the barriers, of course, too, it is the cost of infrastructure. So he was really keen to make an application for the infrastructure and funding that we've put in place. So I went around to see, you know, progress on that. He's what I liked about that company is a Māori-owned company. They were trying to make houses affordable but good quality houses for our people. So went and visited a couple of his places, really awesome, beautiful homes, you know, very affordable as well. You know, I'm talking between 360 and 400 thousand in Tokoroa, which, you know, even in Tokoroa, the prices of houses are going up. So, yeah, great to see that happening as well.
And thanks very much for pulling over en route to Palmerston North. It's neat to get some viewpoints from Te Taiho Wauru every now and then. Doors open, stage is yours. Anytime you've got kōrero that you think our Māori listeners can benefit from knowing, Adrian Rurafe. And thanks. Tell Rino Tirikatani to send you some of those pāua that I'm assuming he's plucking from the sea right now and unable to take our regular call. I'll get our peeps to stay in touch with you. Thanks again, Adrian. All the best to you and your whānau.
Kia ora, kakite.
Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 6:03 a.m.